I have not seen a debate performance so one-sided in many, many presidential election years. It was he won on style. He looked better. His everything, his voice inflection, his eye contact, his body language, he won on that. But he also won on substance. He had a greater command of the facts. He really tore in to the Obama policies. He weaved those facts together in a narrative that was very easy for Americans to understand, and they understood that he got it. He understands the struggles they're going through, that he understands that it's this president's policies that have put the American people in that situation, and that he understands and has a solution for a way out into what I call unleashing the next American comeback. He just nailed it last night. It was very, very revealing for a lot of Americans who have not been able to see Mitt Romney without a media filter. And last night they saw him without a filter, straight up, head-to-head against an incumbent president.
And would you say that clears up some of the gaffes that he's gone through prior to the debate?
Absolutely. I mean, today people aren't talking about a gaffe that occurred 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago. They're talking about a superior debate performance last night by a man who looked like he wanted to be president, who looked like he should be president. And, you know, in the past, there's always been a standard that if you're a challenger against an incumbent president, all you need to do is have a draw. That if you just stand equal to the president, you've won, because people will say, yeah, he looks presidential. You know, the bad things that the campaign is saying about him are true. Well, Romney not only met that standard last night, he exceeded it. He just did better. And by every indication, you know, what the early polls are saying, but more importantly, I've been listening to a lot of the liberal blogs and commentators, and they all agree that Obama lost last night. So it's quite clear that the first game of a three-game playoff series goes to Romney.
Do you think that those that were undecided decided last night and that sealed the deal for them to go for Romney in your political experience? And what will the next debate bring?
I don't think we sealed the deal yet for either candidate. I think there's a lot of discussions going around around water coolers today across America about last night. I think this will move some undecideds. But there's another factor that most people don't look at, and that is when you ask people who you're going to vote for, you get an answer. But then if you ask the question, you know, are you likely to consider changing your vote between now and election day, you get another 15% of the American public who are open to changing their vote. That group, I think, is going to be the key group to watch over the next several weeks as these debates occur. As far as the next debate, interesting. First of all, I think the setting will be different. It's going to be a town hall meeting. I think Obama will be more comfortable in that setting. Secondly, I think he'll do better only because I can't imagine him doing worse. I mean, there's only one way for him to go. If I'm the Romney advisors, I'm going to advise him to do the same thing he did last night. Be passionate, be aggressive, weave together a narrative with facts and stories that the American people will understand. And remember, the next debate is about foreign affairs, which a couple of months ago everyone thought was going to be just a yawner. And it's now all of a sudden you have the Mideast in turmoil. You've got what looks like an administration policy collapsing. This could also be a very lively debate. And Romney, I think, goes into that, again, on the offense, given what's happened in the Mideast, what happened in Benghazi, what the administration knew about those attacks and when they knew it. You know, the whole issue of this video as opposed to intelligence that clearly said this was a terrorist attack and the denial of that. Romney, I think, goes into that debate in a stronger position than anyone ever imagined just a month or so ago.
Carl, thank you.
Thanks for calling.